Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. This is episode 332. Let's go. What I'm going to do this week. Now, normally, if you've been listening to season four, I am doing some guest episodes and some solo conversations and kind of mixing it up. Usually Monday, Wednesday, Friday is with guests. This week, what I wanted to do is we had our guest yesterday, my conversation with Juliana Stan Campiano, and she is amazing. And please make sure to connect with her, follow her and everything that she's doing as a leader, as a salesperson with the Sales Enablement Society. That's amazing stuff. So make sure to check that out. And then for the rest of this week, what I want to do is talk about the sales success trait. So, what are sales success traits? To me, these are traits that people should have in place and be very effective with to be successful in sales. Now, what are these traits? And I'll cover them all, and then I'm going to break them down one in each episode and kind of guide you through that. But just so you know, for me, these sales success traits, whether it's sales or it could be just anything in life that you want to be effective at and get to a level of being a proficient, effective professional, is that these are all learnable. I think that somebody can develop these even if they don't have them. Obviously, you want to have some base level, but you can enhance them. You can grow them. You don't have to be born with them. So these are traits where this kind of goes against or is my argument against the natural born salesperson as the only way to be successful, which is a topic for a different conversation, a different podcast. But these traits here, these five in particular and four that I'm going to cover this week, I feel honestly, because I know in myself, this is what I did to become successful in sales. I feel like I didn't have these things. And so I actually worked on these and developed them over time. And so I know, and this is classic and cliche and sounds cheesy, but if I can do it, you can do it. If a guy that grew up like I did, was a shy, awkward only child with a marine biology degree can do it and figure it out, I know you can do it. And I've seen obviously hundreds and hundreds of salespeople do it as well. And I coach people through that process and I can see them develop. And I know these are possible. So here's the five success traits that I have. And I outlined them. If you want more information, check out Selling with Authentic Persuasion. You can get that book online. But here's the five traits: being open and willing, being curious, being creative, being persistent, and then of course, being authentic. So the authentic piece, that's a bigger conversation. We talk about that all the time, but I wanted to address each of these. Today's episode, we're going to talk about being open and willing. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for the 332 episodes, you know that I covered this a bunch in season one in the first few weeks, but it's important to keep bringing this up. So what does open and willing look like? What does being open mean? Well, it means being open to new ideas, being open to feedback, being open to what people around you are doing or saying or what could work. Now, the opposite of being open or willing is to be closed-minded. And usually what happens is that's because of an ego that's getting in the way, where somebody, especially in sales, we'll talk about sales in particular, where someone says, I don't need to know that, or I don't want your feedback, or I know what I'm doing, or I've been selling for a long time and I know how this works, I know what to do. That kind of thing is what gets in the way of somebody being open. Now, do you have to be open? No. I mean, if you're amazing and you're great at what you do and you don't need anything else because you're so good at what you do or you're happy with your level in the sales game, you don't need to be open to new things. However, what I know is that most people who want to be successful, want to be a professional, it's not about that destination. You know, if you've been listening to recent episodes, I ask every guest the journey or the destination. It's not really about the destination of like, I'm going to get to this point where I know it all and I've reached the top of the mountain and I don't need anything else. It's about that journey and understanding that once you get to a certain level, what else could you do? And not because you need more money or your goal is to close more deals, but how can you be more effective in your conversations? How can you be more effective at persuading people? How can you be more efficient? How can you learn new things? How could you get new skills? And so being open is that opposite of the closed-minded, which is usually the ego. Now, We always have an ego. That ego is trying to keep us safe. I talk about this all the time, where the goal of the ego is to protect us and keep us in our comfort zone and keep us away from danger that could harm us, virtual imaginary danger or real actual physical danger. And so the ego is getting in the way. The key is to be open, and you've got to push that ego aside, which is, I want to know new things. I'm open to it, especially when it comes to feedback. This is where most people in sales struggle, because they don't want the feedback. They don't want somebody to say, hey, you know, that call was not very good. Here's what you could have said different. Here's what you could have done different. Now, a lot of people in sales, if you work for a company, you're getting feedback. They might be telling you things, but are you actually open to it? Are you receiving that feedback? Are you looking forward to it? Do you know that that's the way to progress in the game? I had this conversation with several of my guests in season one being Richard Smith, who runs a company that helps provide feedback on phone calls, and then one being Daryl Prale. And we talked about that as well, and watching this game footage and getting that feedback and just looking at things. And I think that's the key, is being open and willing to do new things, to get new ideas, to get feedback, and then push outside of what you're doing. Fundamentally, here's the thing that matters, is if you're happy with your results, if you're happy with where you are in something, in life, in your career, in your health, in your relationships, then don't do anything, right? This is not about good, bad, right, or wrong. This isn't about me sitting here right now recording this thinking you've got to sell a certain way, and selling with authentic persuasion is the only way, and everyone's got to do it, and everyone should be wanting to get better. You won't find me on Instagram taking pictures of cars and jets saying everyone should aspire for this, and this is, if you're not going for these things, then you're not doing it right and playing the game right. Absolutely not. The key is your success, and are you happy? If you're happy with what you're doing and it's working for you in whatever category that is, then that's great. If you want more, or you feel like it's not where you want to be and you want to achieve something different, or you're new in sales and you're just still trying to figure it out and you're not at the level you want to be, then the first thing that you want to focus on is being open and being willing to look at new ideas, get feedback, and then adjust and do something different, right? Like they say, if you want different results, you've got to do things differently, instead of the definition of insanity. And I see a lot of people who fall into the definition of insanity when it comes to their sales career and their limiting beliefs or what they think they should be doing, right? And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And so salespeople, a lot of times, they don't want feedback because they just want to keep doing the same thing and they're hoping for something different. So focus on the openness. Focus on being willing to look at new things and seek those things out. The second one we'll talk about tomorrow is curiosity, but this bleeds right into that, is being open, looking for that, searching for it. I will tell you, after years and years of managing salespeople and now coaching and training individuals and teams, the ones who are always more successful, and not just money and closing deals, but just more effective at their craft, at their job of being a salesperson, are always the ones who are open to feedback, willing to feedback, and search out feedback. The ones, when I'm walking around a sales floor and they stop me and they ask me questions and they want me to listen to their phone calls and they want the feedback and they're eager to learn and grow, those people are always more successful long-term. And again, not just money, not just closing deals, but in their career, in what they're focused on. And so your goal, if you're not at that right now, get to that point and move towards that level of openness. So that's it for this episode. I will catch you tomorrow. We will talk about curiosity. Until then, I hope you go out there and sell with authentic persuasion. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode, and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.